Education is a right.
Education is a right.
Not just for the rich and white.
Not just for the rich and white.
Over the years, City College, as well as other colleges in the CUNY system, has relied more and more on tuition revenue for its operating expenses, but student enrollment has been decreasing over the years. This has caused a budget crisis throughout the system. According to student activist Lucy Parks, this is no way to run a college.
Tuition is supposed to be affordable, it's supposed to be cheap. When you're relying on that, then you're going to end up having tuition increases to cover operating fees. But CCNY's enrollment and tuition went down a little bit through a couple of years, and there's also been some administrative mismanagement of funds, all that kind of stuff. So then City College also has a deficit that it's trying to make up by making really, really drastic cuts.
City College estimated for fiscal year 2016 that it would generate $88 million in tuition revenue, but that estimate was nearly $4 million off the mark. It has also lost funding from CUNY, which is giving less money to all of its colleges. So the school administration was forced to tap into their emergency fund to make up for the tuition shortfall. But they've been tapping into the funds for the past 3 years, so this rescue effort is not sustainable. The slash in state funding by $4.2 million has also compounded the problem. This is operating costs increased by more than $5 million. Alyssa Osorio is a City College student who blames Governor Cuomo for the cuts.
He has been cutting budgets for higher education continuously and has been disinvesting in higher education in SUNY and CUNY.
Cuomo signed a bill in 2011 which called for an incremental increase in tuition by $300 each year for the next 5 years, which has caused pain for some students.
I am a student that pays out of pocket for tuition, and for me, $300 means so much. And it's a deciding factor in whether or not I finish my degree.
Students and faculty alike are worried that this tidal wave of budget cuts will become the new solution for tackling the budget gap. But most importantly, students also anticipate a new round of tuition hikes. Zach Murphy, WBAI News, New York.